We've had a chat to Matt White, of course, injured at the moment inside the Port Adelaide camp. Let's get the Adelaide perspective, and great to welcome one of their stars, Rory Sloane, into the box today. Good to see you, Rory.
Good to see you too. This is actually, I've never been up this high here, and it's a very nice looking oval and very good day today.
It's not bad, is it? Pretty,
obviously, jealous.
Obviously a really special day. It's got some extra significance. We'll have a chat about that. But, I mean, I must say, we as commentators in Melbourne, any time we see this fixture on the calendar, we hope we actually get to call this game because you can feel it. You walk over the bridge, the people queuing up outside, 50,000-plus here today. It's just obviously a great day on the Adelaide calendar.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think with everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks, it's added a little bit more to it. And probably for the first time, it's... You've seen both side or both teams sort of come together a little bit as well. I mean, I even walked over the bridge today, and it was probably the first time I wouldn't cop an absolute barrage if I walked over the bridge. So that was it was really nice to do because I've never done that before. And but yeah, perfect day for football, and these games are so intense. It's probably the only games we get throughout the year that are that real finals-like intensity. And lots of Melbourne teams have the big rivalry ones. We've got Anzac Day and that kind of thing, and it's nice for us to have a similar sort of game.
Yep. What about the players' emotions, Rory? As you said, a huge 2 weeks in for all the wrong reasons. How are they emotionally?
Yeah, it's hard to know still. I definitely think last week, as you saw a bit after the game, I think that was a definite step forward to sort of that moving on process. And having the memorial service during the week definitely helped as well, I think. So... look, we've been able to stick really tight together, and it's been really nice to be so close with the whole team, and that's probably where we've felt the most, I suppose, normal, again, is when we've been training and playing football. And I reckon it takes your mind off it a little bit. So I reckon this week it'll be another step just to move forward, and I think the best way we can do that is with a win, and that'll certainly get those feelings back.
Mm. And Rory, your progression, mate, you're obviously training hard and getting yourself right and a bit of resting up as well, but how do you see your progression now over this next few weeks as far as coming back in?
Yeah, so I was very unlucky. I copped a knock in the exact same spot as last time. It was a heavy knock as well, so the docs were clear with me. It would take about 6 weeks to almost be fully healed, and ended up being 7 weeks when I copped the knock again, so absolutely unlucky. And as you said, I've been training quite hard. It's almost another little mini pre-season for me these last two times I've done it. So, look, I'm exploring all options, whether that be helmets and that kind of thing, just so I can come back and make sure I can play again and play safe with it. Because, the last, especially where we're sitting at the moment, really want to be helping the guys out and making sure we can get on that road to finals.
And you obviously felt as though you're building as a side, or certainly from the outside in... just looking at the team building under Phil, and you could just see the whole team starting to get more and more confidence as the weeks went on. But obviously still genuinely believe you can get the team together and get that momentum coming into finals?
Yeah, absolutely. We've continued to train hard throughout the whole year, and that's sort of been a bit of our philosophy over the whole summer, the pre-season, and for this whole first half of the year. We've trained really hard, so... We still think our best footy's still to come, but that means we've got to get our pressure on the ball carrier right. And last week against West Coast just weren't good enough defensively, really. So, as you saw in our early games, I think our best footy came on some really solid pressure.
Riley Knight made his debut last week. Rory Atkins also gets a chance today. He's going to be the sub, Calder boy. So we're seeing a couple of young guys
factory.
Really get an opportunity.
Yeah, it's been great. Those two boys in particular have almost been our most improved. Their footy in the SANFL and the State League team, they've been really solid for the last 4 weeks. And to see Riley play last week, and I thought he had a really solid game, kicked a couple of goals against a really good opposition. He's one of the hardest runners we've got at the club. So I'll be looking out for that. And Rory Atkins is really silky left footer. Probably play a bit of wing, half back, half forward, really smart player and really, really quality ball user. So, look, we're really confident with those boys coming into the team. It's exciting for us as well, seeing a couple of new guys come in, and it's nice. It makes my job watching a little easier when you've got a couple of young guys that are coming in and that excite you.
Rory, it'll be a respectful day today, but once that ball is bounced and we're underway, you think there'll be fireworks? You think that there'll be a fair bit? There's a lot on the line today. We're talking about September action. This is a huge game. So, and in big games in the past between these two sides, we've seen, you know, it's been very, very physical. Are you expecting that?
I'm expecting a really fierce contest. Probably not so much in the, if you want to, like the fist side.
Fisticuffs and yep.
But I'm definitely thinking both teams are going to be going really hard at the ball and just getting some skin on it, really, because, as you said, it's a very important game for both teams. And look, as I said, both teams have come together pretty well throughout these last 2 weeks and really looked after each other. And I think the whole state's really looked after one another, which has been amazing. But that certainly won't change the way both teams go about it on the field.
Rory, I just want to ask one quick one, Rory, about your contract. Prior to your signing again with the Adelaide Crows, the rumours were the possible going back to Victoria. And I was a part of it. I'm going to get to that. St Kilda, how close were you and how much dialogue did you have with other sides before actually putting pen to paper?
I didn't want any dialogue with other sides. I left that if my manager wanted to bring me some information.
Right, what about your manager?
Teams.
Did he speak to a fair few clubs about possible changes?
He did, but I said, look, that's not where my head's at anyway. And the whole time I just stuck talking to the Adelaide Football Club because I knew I wanted to stay here and I knew I wanted to be part of it. It was just some other things, sort of outside of football things and lifestyle things and family things that I just wanted to make sure I was clear with. And if I did want to speak to those sort of clubs, my manager was there to have a chat with me, but it was never on my mind,
close?
I suppose.
Were you close at all, ever?
No, not at all. No.
Crap information I had. Really bad information there.
I might have said to someone. I did say to someone, I said, oh, look, if you can get Lenny to come out of retirement, I may come down to the Saints.
Good on you. Rory, young Jake Lever. We actually seen him in the early on in the year and just an outstanding user of the football. Takes a beautiful drop off mark, seems to read the play so well. Hasn't he just slotted in there beautifully?
He's slotted in very well and I think Hamish Ogilvy, our recruiter, said he would have taken him probably with the number one pick as well. So
wow.
He's we knew he was good and I suppose the bit that impressed me the most about him is he just doesn't like to be beaten. And I love seeing guys that are really competitive. You know that if you're super competitive, I reckon you'll always get somewhere, no matter what your skill level's like. And he wasn't an overly great kick when he first came, but he's in there every morning doing extra hands, extra kicking. And some of the times he actually wants to take the game on in the back line, which is, for someone who's played just a handful of games, to have that sort of confidence is great.
Absolutely.
Well, he probably would have gone one or two or three if it wasn't for the injury that he had during the season. So he would have been a lot higher for sure.
Just sort of on the back of Ox's question, you know, obviously a young Victorian guy goes into state. I had a little bit to do with Luke Shuey when he was younger through a mutual friend, and he had a tough start over at in Perth and has really committed himself, bought a house, really feels indebted to the West Coast Footy Club the way they treated him. I'm just keen to get your take on, you know, the decision to stay here when that lure is so big, probably to go back home where you played all your junior footy and you've got your mates. And what's the special part about the Adelaide Footy Club? Has that been reinforced more to you, just the events, the unprecedented events of the last fortnight?
Well, I suppose the first part of that is the whole time I've been here, I've loved the way the footy club's gone about it. And then we've got this group at the moment, especially that has been together for especially the 6 years that I've been here. We're all a very similar age bracket at the moment. And I love playing and training with those guys. And I can see us going somewhere all together. And I want to be part of that, really to help everyone stay and stick close. Because I think if we all do stick together, we're going to have a couple of special years. And then, as you said, the events that have occurred the last 2 weeks, I couldn't be more proud to be involved in a footy club the way everyone's handled themselves, the way the footy club has helped all of us. It's really been incredible, and to be part of that family's been an amazing feeling. It was always clear in my mind I wanted to stay here, but as I said, there was a couple of family things I wanted to make sure I was all clear with what the future sort of looks like for myself and my fiance, really.
Did you, or are you speaking to Paddy about that? Because Paddy's the last piece of the puzzle in many respects about keeping that group together, that the lure for him to come back, and he's been linked to a number of clubs. Do you have dialogue with him, or do you let him make that decision holus and bolus by himself?
No, I'll let him make that decision by himself, because I think that's what I wanted.
Yep.
And that's certainly what we wanted, and we needed a bit of time to sort of think our way through that. And I think sometimes, I know we got plenty of, we got told a lot what people sort of thought that we should do, but really it was a decision that myself and my fiancée Belinda really had to make. And sometimes you just need a little bit of time to make that call and not have to listen to everyone else try and make a decision for you.
Really appreciate you coming in. We're set for a great game. Great atmosphere every time we come to Adelaide. Look forward to seeing it back out in the park very soon. It's a big run home to the finals, and I'm sure you're going to be right there in the mix shaping it.
Yeah, massive run, and thanks for having me as well.
Good on you. Thanks Rory. Cheers, Rory Sloane, injured. Adelaide Crow player back very shortly, I'm sure, joining us here in the box at the Adelaide Oval.